Okay, so namaste, welcome. I'm here today to do a contemplation session and I'm here with Al. Hi Al, how are you?
Good.
Good, glad to have you with us. Thank you for volunteering to do this. So we were talking before we started recording about an emotion that's coming up for you that you've been sort of struggling with. We're talking about anger. And looking at that, what the belief is underneath that, weren't we? And do you want to just let us know what kind of feeling? We were talking about a sense, really, there's a sense underneath the anger of not feeling, not being taken seriously, not feeling heard or listened to. Have I got that right there?
Yes. Sometimes I feel that people don't listen to me or whatever I say, they don't take seriously. And at times I feel held down or prevented from going forward.
So what would be the question that you feel would be the best to kind of turn that around? We could challenge that and say, is it true I can't move forward? Or is it true I'm really blocked? Or is it true I'm not taken seriously? What was the sort of strongest question that you can think of? And take your time, it's okay.
I think the thing about being taken seriously, that seems to come up.
Okay.
Purpose.
Let's go with that then. If it's alive, if it's got a strong emotion attached to it, we can work with it for sure. So let's just two of us sit with this question then. Is it true that I'm not taken seriously? Is it really true that I'm not heard, listened to? Whatever the words feel right for you in that. And just like with the other contemplation sessions we've done, there's no right or wrong answer. We're just going to sit with this question. I'm just going to ask you to share with me any answers that come up to share with us. It could be thoughts. Of course, our mind will have lots of answers about this type of question. It could be sensations in the body, sounds in your environment. If you get an itch on your foot, you know, that's a kind of answer in a weird way, isn't it? That perhaps we might not have thought of. So we're just going to see what happens when we ask this question. And if there's long periods where there's no answers coming, that's okay too. If it's just quiet, let's just see what happens. So is it really true? Well, how do you want to phrase it? Is it really true that I'm not taken seriously? Does that feel?
Yeah. Yes, that's a good way to start.
And the question might sort of morph and change as we go through this. We'll just sit with this question 20 minutes or so, see what happens with it and see what unfolds from it. So whenever something arises, if your mind has something to say or there's an emotional answer, emotion might come up in response to the question. You might feel some energy moving, or something annoys in your environment might happen. These are all types of answers in a way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel some pressure up in here.
Yeah.
No thought answers right now.
That's okay. So whenever any answer does come, whether it's whatever type of answer, we're not going to judge it as right or wrong answer. We're just allow it the best we can. Stay open with the question. So is this really true that I'm not listened to? And just open with this question. We're not trying to get anything out of this. We're just sitting here, the two of us, with this question, seeing what happens. And the first answer was a kind of physical body sensation. That's another type of answer. We'll just see what happens.
So we've had snow here over the weekend, and that's a rarity. So it's very quiet on the street, not much movement. I did hear the furnace start up, so.
These are different types of answers that we might not have included before, we might not have thought to include. Anything that happens in our experience when we're asking the question, we're just going to include, even if our mind says it's not the right answer. Mm-hmm. Just being open to see all the answers that want to come. And here is another one, just that quietness of the background quietness and then a sound in your environment happening.
I feel a little itching on my right arm.
Mm-hmm. So another type of body answer, physical sensation. Yeah. We don't need to do anything with these answers when they come. We're just letting them happen and staying open with this question. Is this really true? Actually, I'm just kind of curious. We're just open and curious with this question. We don't need to make anything happen. Just leaving some space for this question and see if any answers want to come.
My mind is very quiet, and I'm aware of my breathing.
Yeah. Breathing is another kind of answer. It's just happening. And whether the mind's quiet or not, that's just a kind of mental answer, isn't it? The thoughts are there or they're not. It's okay. Quite often mind can go a bit quieter with a question because we're practicing being a different way here. We're just kind of sitting with this question. We're not really trying to make anything happen. We're just exploring what happens when we sit here with this question together. And it's kind of a way of just being, isn't it, the question. We're just kind of sitting here. And mind sometimes relaxes in that there's nothing for it to do. And how does your body feel overall? Is it tense or is it relaxed or a bit of both?
There's some soreness in my right shoulder and my right hip. Mm-hmm. Still the predominant answer seems to be the pressure up here in my sinus and in my forehead.
So just doing the best you can to just let those feelings, sensations happen. Some of them will be more pleasant than others. Some might feel not so pleasant. But we don't have to like all of the answers. We're just open to them. And we're just hanging out here together with this question. Is this really true that I'm not listened to? That I'm blocked from moving forward? Whatever the question wants to be for you right now.
Yeah, there's some tearing up going on now.
Okay. So just allowing that if you can. It's a kind of emotional answer, isn't it? You're doing great. It's not easy to feel these things, but you're doing amazing. And sometimes it just happens in the openness of the question. Energies can move, emotions can move in a way that we haven't been able to let them do before. Take your time. It's a nice open space, the question where anything that needs to happen can happen, whatever needs to move that's been trapped inside can happen.
I feel some energy moving in my back. Also, the tears are coming.
Yeah. So just the openness of the question and just the way that we're sitting here, we're not trying to make anything happen. Just lets this energy move around. It's kind of been stuck inside the body. Again, it's not the right answer, not the wrong answer. It's just another kind of answer, isn't it? An energetic answer. You're doing really well with this. Just reminding yourself of the question every now and again inside, just sitting with it. That's our only work here, really, is just to remember the question every now and again. We're not doing any hard work.
Feel my shoulders wanting to tighten up a little bit.
Yeah. You might be able to feel that sometimes your body says, yes, it is true. You know, your body feels it's true. You know, as we're sitting with this question, is this true? Your body sometimes gives you a response because your body says, yes, it feels very true. And you can feel it as tension or sometimes pain or things like that.
Breathing is heavier.
Just a bit fuller, a bit deeper, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah. A different type of answer. And you might just begin to find that as we just let these answers come, let the energies move that need to with the question, your body just begins to relax a little bit. You can just let go of some of the tensions a little bit. A little bit more each time we sit with a question, a little bit more relaxed. A little less energy stuck inside the system.
Yeah, shoulders are softening a bit, but good. The tightness and the pain up here is more pronounced.
Just staying with it if you can, just allowing the sensation if you can. You don't have to like the feeling. But we're giving it permission to exist. Whatever needs to be felt and experienced with this question. A nice deep breath there. And maybe you can see that just sitting with this question is just a different way of approaching it. Just we're not trying to figure anything out here, are we? We're just seeing what happens. Yes. Sometimes it feels nice just to do that, just to sit with a question. We're not heading towards a goal or anything. We're just sitting with this question here. Is this really true? I'm just kind of cultivating a curiosity about it. My body may feel it's true. My emotions may feel it's true. My mind may agree it's true. And I'm just staying with the question to see, just to see. Take your time. You're doing amazing. Can you feel your body just kind of letting go of something? It doesn't even matter what, really, does it? It's just whatever's going is going.
A little energy jerk.
It's okay. Energy can move around. Sometimes your body will feel that energy in a sudden movement. It's okay. Because these thoughts have been believed, this kind of emotional energy has just been stuck in the system, hasn't it? Kind of held literally in the muscles and meridians of the body and all of that. It can begin to move around a bit more with the question.
Feeling a little tightness in the center of my chest.
Okay. Just allowing, that's another answer. We don't have to figure out whether it's the right or the wrong answer, good or bad. It's just maybe a little residue of fear or anger there or something. So just reminding ourselves of the question, is this really true that I'm not listened to? Just more and more curious and open.
Breathing a little more rapid and deeper.
Your body might do that because sometimes it helps it to release things. You can, nice deep breath helps the body relax too, oxygenates the blood more and helps things just realign themselves. We'll just sit with this question for a few more minutes. We'll just allow this space for the question. See what wants to happen.
My eyes are feeling a little swollen now.
You might just find that you also feel heavier, just kind of a little bit like somebody's turned the gravity up a bit or something as your body relaxes a bit more.
The body is relaxing, but the head up in here is still even more tight.
Okay, just doing your best to allow that. There's nothing we need to do about it. It will be there, that tension, for as long as it needs to be there, and then it will go.
Feeling the energy move now. And once again in my back, on the left side.
Yeah. And you can probably notice your body wants to move, wants to do certain things to kind of help the tension, help the energy move.
relaxing, releasing in my the toes on my right foot.
And, you know, sometimes we just don't realize how tense the body has been until we sit with the question. It certainly was like that for me. My whole body was kind of like this, you know, various places. It was more noticeable. My shoulders, my hips, my stomach was in a big knot. And then sometimes my toes were just curled up, like you were saying. And being with the question just helped it to begin to relax a little bit more each time I sat like this. And it's a kind of experiential answer that we're looking for, that the more my body's just letting go of these things, the more I'll experience peace, the kind of experiential knowingness that I am being listened to, I am valued, I am able to move forward. You know, those. So we may never have an epiphany up here, but our body is kind of living the experience of it more and more, living the answer. And a little taste of that right now, just maybe I've just been experiencing this trapped energy in my body for so long, I've forgotten what it's like to not have that. It's just been there for so long. And now it can release in the openness of the question. It's just a kind of very simple way, a question, challenging the idea that's kept this energy trapped in the body and keeps us experiencing it as well, the same old experience over and over again. How are you doing now?
I'm okay. I'm doing okay. This is released a little on the left side, but it's okay for what it is. It's okay.
Yeah. And it might be there for a little while. And it'd be good to just keep with the question over the next few days as much you can, not making it work or anything, just every now and again when you've got 5 minutes, 10 minutes, just to sit with the question and see what happens, like we've been doing. And gradually our body begins to remember it's okay to relax, it's okay to just let go, you know, in that. And it'll never go back to being as tense. Each time you ask the question, it sort of remembers how to relax more. You know, can you get a sense of it?
Yeah.
If we're not asking the question, we're kind of reinforcing the idea. So we have to keep experiencing this tension, this feeling, and the experience. So looking at the emotion as we did, then looking at the idea behind it, and then just gently challenging that. And allowing all the answers to come that want to come. It's just a nice open way to be. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. You might find your body starts to laugh, sometimes tears, sometimes laughter, shaking, twitching. For me, it was a lot of yawning. So just these deep, deep tensions began to come out. Sometimes just feeling very tired, like I want to just go to sleep. But your body knows what to do to kind of release these and in the openness of the question. It might be, I want to go for a walk or take a few nice deep breaths or anything like that.
I'm feeling relaxed. Some relaxing in the right shoulder and on the right side of my body.
It's good.
And foot, toes, knee, the letting go of tension. So.
And it's something that you can add into your meditation. You can just sit. Sometimes it's a good way to, just before you start meditation, just to sit with the question for 10 or 15 minutes, or, you know, do it as its own practice outside, separate to meditation. You get a sense of it, you know, and you'll find that more and more when you're out and about as well, you just begin to remember the question, because it just feels nice to be open like this. It feels nice to allow my body to do what it needs to do. And, you know, there'll be times when you forget the question and you notice your body's tensed up again. But as soon as you remember the question, it will go back to this relaxation.
I'm starting to feel some release of the tightening up here.
That's good. Good. And you may find it moves around a bit, the tension, while it's working its way out of the body. That's totally natural. Energy begins to move again and it can free itself. It's okay. Wonderful.
Thank you so much, Alan.
You're very welcome. You've done amazing. Is there anything that you would like to share about your experience of contemplation? Was it different to you thought it would be? Anything that you'd like to say that might help someone else that will watch this with contemplation?
Just that for myself, I didn't get any mental answers, but I did get answers. And so it helped me to just pay attention to what was coming up and not worrying about what didn't come up. So, and the question did move some things around. It did. There was movement.
Good. I think that's an important point you raised there, that we might not have any mental answers. You know, when I was doing this, I didn't have, very rarely had any epiphanies or aha moments. It was just more and more I was peaceful and more I was relaxed in my day-to-day experience, and less of the issues in the body. I had a lot of issues with my shoulders and my hips, as I said, a lot of pain and things like that because of these energies that were just, all of this anger and fear for me was trapped inside. Just the experiences that were mirroring how I felt began to disappear bit by bit, and I began to experience the opposite, you know. So you might never have, as you said, this, you know, now I get it feeling, you know. But even if you did, that would be just another answer. That would be just another type of answer, not the right answer either. Yeah. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing your time with us. And I'm sure it'd be very beneficial for people to see this and watch the process again. I think the more times we see it demonstrated, the easier it seems to be. We can't really get it wrong. We're just sitting with a question here together and letting what happens.
Really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Al. Wonderful. Thank you.